This is BBC Radio 4. Now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Sunday the 24th of May. The general synopsis at 1800. New high expected German bite 1032 by 1800 Sunday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Sierra, south at Sierra. Westerly or southwesterly, backing southerly for a time in north at Sierra, 3 to 5. Occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good. 40s, Cromarty, 4th. South or southwest, 3 to 5. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Tyne, Dogger. West or southwest, occasionally variable, 2 to 4. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Fisher, west or southwest, 3 or 4. Fair, moderate or good. German Bite, Humber, variable 2 to 4. Fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Thames, Dover, White, Portland. Variable becoming mainly northeast 2 to 4. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Plymouth, Biscay, north or northeast 3 to 5. Thundery showers in South Biscay. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Trafalgar. Mainly northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, but cyclonic, mainly easterly 6 or 7 in southeast, perhaps gale 8 later in southeast. Showers, moderate or good. Fitzroy, cyclonic, mainly north or northeast 3 to 5, thundery showers in south, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Sole, variable 2 to 4, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Lundy, Fastnet. Variable becoming mainly east or northeast later 2 to 4. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Irish Sea, south or southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides. Southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later in southeast Shannon. Occasional rain or drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Bailey, south or southwest, 4 to 6, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fair Isle, south or southwest, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, occasional rain or drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Faroes, southwest, 4 to 6, rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, cyclonic, mainly southwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, southwest 4, 7 miles, 1025, rising slowly. Stornoway, south-southwest 4, slight rain, 2 miles, 1021, rising slowly. Lerwick, southwest 6, 8 miles, 1021, rising slowly. Wick Automatic, southwest by south 3, 19 miles, rising slowly. Aberdeen, southwest by south 1, recent rain, 22 miles, 1025, rising more slowly. Lookers, southwest 3, 19 miles, 1026, rising more slowly. Boomer, southwest by west 3, 19 miles, 1027, rising more slowly. Bridlington, southwest 1, 1028, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, east-northeast 3, 2 miles, 1029. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west by south 2, 11 miles, 1028. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, 1028, rising slowly. Jersey, northeast 3, 16 miles, 1028, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northwest by north 1, 1029. Scilly Automatic, north-northeast 3, rain, 900 metres, 1030, rising slowly. Milford Haven, northwest 1, 9 miles, 1030, rising slowly. Aberporth, north 1, 15 miles, 1030, rising slowly. Valley, south 4, 16 miles, 1029, now falling. Liverpool Crosby, north 1, 14 miles, 1029, rising slowly. Valencia, south by west 3, 7 miles, 1,029, now falling. Ronald's Way, south 1, 6 miles, 1,029, rising slowly. Malin Head, south-southwest 4, 19 miles, 1,025, rising slowly. And Macrahanish Automatic, southeast by south 3, 12 miles, 1,026, rising slowly. Here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Saturday the 23rd of May. The general situation. High pressure will continue to build across the United Kingdom through the weekend, bringing fine and increasingly very warm weather to most areas. However, fog patches will affect some western waters and a weak frontal system will bring some rain or drizzle at times to the far north and west. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwest early 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time in south. Occasional rain or drizzle in north. Good, occasionally poor in north. Rattray Head to Berkip-on-Tweed. South or southwest 3 to 5, decreasing 2 at times. Fair, good. Berkip-on-Tweed to Whitby. South or southwest, occasionally variable 2 to 4. Fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, variable 3 or less, fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, variable 3 or less, fair, moderate or good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, variable 2 to 4, mainly fair, moderate or good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, north, becoming variable 3 or less, mainly fair, moderate or good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, north or northeast veering east 2 to 4, fog patches at first in west, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first in west. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, variable becoming northeasterly and south 2 to 4, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, southerly or southwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 2 in south and 5 at first in north, becoming variable 3 or less later. Fog patches at first, otherwise fair. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5 until later in north, otherwise variable 2 to 4, mainly fair, moderate or good. Isle of Man, south or southwest 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in places, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Mainly fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Southerly or southwesterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 in east, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Fair, moderate or good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5. Fair, moderate or good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in northwest, occasionally variable 2 to 4 in south. Occasional rain or drizzle mainly in north. Moderate or good, occasionally poor in north. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first and 3 later. Rain or drizzle, fog patches developing. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And Shetland Isles, southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first and 3 later. Occasional rain or drizzle, fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin.
What music would be on your list?
I always thought, I wonder what would be on my desert island disc. This track has always been on it.
It's much more than just music. The choices our castaways make tell us so much about them and their stories.
I remember when I first got to the RSC being handed a mixtape by Ian Dury.
What?
Yes.
Desert Island Discs with me, Lauren Laverne, on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds on Sunday mornings at 10.
I could maybe do a bit of dad dancing to this one.
To listen on your smart speaker, say play Radio 4.
Yes, and Lauren's next castaway later this morning is the actress Emily Watson. Again, that's at 10 o'clock. For now, though, we've reached the end of our schedule for another day, so it's approaching time to hand over to the BBC World Service to take us through the night, beginning with the latest news in just a moment. Thanks for being with us tonight here on Radio 4. This is Ron Brown at Broadcasting House in London. From me and tonight's newsreader, Andrew Peach, a very safe and restful night. Good night.
Hello, it is midnight GMT, 8 in the evening in Washington, D.C., where President Trump says a deal with Iran has been largely negotiated. Tehran disagrees, saying key issues like the Strait of Hormuz are far from settled. Meanwhile, we hear from a survivor on the first ship to be attacked there last month.
Oil was scattered on the deck and the fire started spreading and coming closer to us. We jumped overboard and into the sea out of fear that we would not be able to save ourselves.
And later in the programme, we hear a sceptical take on the Pentagon's latest release of UFO files.
I think this has been released for political reasons, really as a shiny object to distract people from what's going on elsewhere.
All that and an 80s classic.
My name is Rob, I got a real funky concept. Listen up, cause I'm gonna keep you in step.
We pay tribute to the rapper who brought us that, Rob Bass, who's just died. All coming up after this.
BBC News with Chris Barrow. President Trump has said an agreement with Iran to end the war has largely been negotiated. He made the announcement on social media after separate calls with Arab leaders and the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Peter Bowes reports.
In a post on his Truth Social platform, Mr. Trump said an agreement had been largely negotiated and that it would include the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. He added that final aspects and details of the deal were currently being discussed and would be announced shortly. Earlier, an Iranian foreign ministry spokesman acknowledged that the positions of Washington and Tehran had been converging over the past week. But in response to President Trump's statement, Iranian state media reported that the Strait of Hormuz would remain under Iranian management in the event of an agreement being reached.
Two people were wounded in an exchange of gunfire with Secret Service agents near the White House. Officials say a suspect heard a